The government's announced rail fares are being frozen for the first time in 30 years. Ministers say it will save travellers hundreds of pounds each. We can speak on LBC News to Bruce Williamson, a spokesperson from the Rail Future Campaign Group. Bruce, very good to have you here on LBC News. What's your reaction to what we're hearing from the government?
This sounds like very good news. Rail passengers have endured inflation busting rail fare increases year after year after year, and at the same time, you know, as if that wasn't bad enough, at the same time motorists have endured or enjoyed a cut to fuel duty, so in real terms the price of motoring has got cheaper whilst rail fares have gone up and up and up. So any step to reverse that trend has got to be a good thing.
So do you think people will view this as that reversal? I mean, it of course will be welcomed that it's not going up anymore, but people might say, well, rail fares are already, they feel very high, and until they start coming down, I'm not going to change my habits from perhaps driving instead of taking public transport.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's a very, very long-term trend, isn't it? You know, like I say, rail fares have been going up for so long that people are used to it and they've sort of priced that in. So I think it's actually going to take a long time for the reverse to happen, that people price it out or people price in a new lower rail fare regime. And I think, you know, it's not good enough that this happens for 1 year. We need to hope that this will happen year after year after year, so that the trend is that rail fares come down and that hopefully rail then will become more attractive and people will change their behaviour.
And the government say that these changes are part of its plans to rebuild that publicly owned Great British Railways that it has spoken about. Is this announcement an indication that we are perhaps going to see even more of this, perhaps more nationalisation happening across the rail network?
Well, we know that's going to happen anyway. So there's quite a clear public plan of how the franchises are going to lapse into public ownership. And I think the public generally don't know to what extent that has already happened. Many, many franchises, even under the Tories, actually, were returned to public ownership. Railtrack failed and became Network Rail, and that's publicly owned as well. So, you know, we have a mostly publicly owned railway now, and it certainly will become a wholly publicly owned railway. Now, that isn't a magic bullet. It isn't going to change things overnight. Rail fares always have been a government policy in the control of the government, and the government chooses whether to put rail fares up by more or less than inflation, and that will continue to be the case. So let's hope that they make the right decision and choose to put rail fares below inflation.
Right, well, we will wait and see what happens there. Bruce Williamson, thank you very much for your expertise and thoughts speaking to us here on LBC News.
Thanks, you're welcome.
Bruce Williamson there, a spokesperson for the Rail Future Campaign Group, speaking to us here on LBC News. The Conservatives are welcoming the freeze, but said the government was late to the platform.
Where the news never stops. LBC News.